Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, BetMGM Tonight. PJ Glasser, Tim Barbalay's filling in for Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on this Friday night. Couple hours left to go in the show. We got a full baseball slate on this Friday night. Not only Major League Baseball, but we got the college baseball NCAA tournament opening up today with the regionals. A lot of great games so far on this Friday, including the number one overall seed UCLA going down to St. Mary's earlier today. Bruins haven't lost a series all year long, and they already dig themselves in a hole as they'll have to come out from the loser's bracket to advance to the Supers. Carolina also on top, 3-0 against Montreal as they're looking to advance to the Stanley Cup final against Vegas. Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk MLB. We'll talk CBA negotiations as we had some news break earlier today. We'll also update you on scores throughout the hour, play a little hot or cold, and a blind ranking in the final hour to wrap up the week. But probably my favorite segment that we do here every Friday, the list. I absolutely love it. Let's get things started with this week's edition. Brandon, take it away.
I'm going to have to go tell the world exactly what's on the list.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I love trivia.
Hey, the champ is telling you to do something.
You know what?
You just made the list.
All right, here we go, boys. Monty, what is this week's list?
Yeah, 1 second. All right, here we go. We are going to go to the world of Major League Baseball. So Brandon will be happy about that. There's been a lot of conversation about how competitive the NL Cy Young award race is. So we're going to do the last 20 Cy Young award winners, regardless of league. So we have American League and National League both on the list. Mm. Plus, there are some pitchers who have won it more than once in this last 20, so if you give me that person, it doesn't count. I skipped them when I created the list if their name came up another time. So it's the last 20s with no duplicates, American League and National League. Any questions?
Gotcha.
Last 20 no years. Duplicates. But, so there's technically, there's more than 20 names then, right? Because you have American League and National League, or is there only 20 names on this list?
There's my only 20 names. There's 20 names, not okay. 20 years. So since it would gotcha. Both leagues, it would be 10 years if we did duplicates. Like Scooble won
okay.
two in a row. Yeah. So I'm only counting gotcha. Him once on the right. list, if that makes gotcha. Sense.
Wow, you already gave away one of these.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'll take Scooble.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
We
I was going to say
you could have said, said Roger Clemens, 1-7.
Yeah, Pedro, Koufax, I mean, something. Like, come on.
Come on, Monty. What are we doing?
We would have totally forgotten him.
All right.
Tim kicks things off with Scooble.
Scooble.
I'll go next. Brandon will go last. We'll make it tough on Brando. I'll take Chris Sale. I'll take Chris Sale, Monty.
Chris Sale. Yep, he's on here. Yes, sir.
I will take Mr. Livy Dunn. Paul Skeens.
He is also on the list.
I will go Blake Snell.
Mm.
That is another guy who won it twice. As a matter of fact, in each league, but he's only counted once.
Let's go with Garrett Cole, please.
Mm. Garrett Cole, he is on the list. You guys got the top five.
Right. Let's go with Sandy Alcantara.
You are correct.
DeGrom?
Burning through these. Wasting no time. He is also on the list.
It's going to start getting DeGrom harder here in a second. We're going to start thinking.
I was going to say, DeGrom was the last one I had queued up, and now I got to like actually stop and think about this. Oh, man. Let's see.
I got one queued up.
I'll go Verlander. I hope he wasn't later than, but I'll go Verlander.
I think he was.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I will. So I guess if this helps, I don't want to give too much away, but if it's helpful, because of the duplicates, the last year, I believe, like we're not going past like 2010. I think 2010 is the last year.
Okay.
That helps.
Sweet.
Then I will. I've got a couple in my back pocket then that I'm going to save. I will go with Corbin Burns.
Good one.
You are correct.
Good. Me Mad Max.
He is on the list.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see. Kershaw? Clayton Kershaw?
Just barely made the cut because of some of the duplicates we have, but he is on the list.
Okay. I wasn't sure, so thank goodness.
I'm going to go with two of them from that team. Let's go with Shane Bieber.
He is on the list.
I got to think here.
Well, you guys have already nailed 12. There are only 8 remaining.
I've got 3 queued up.
Trevor Bauer?
Good one.
Trevor Bauer is
that
on the
one
list.
Of the 3. Great. Damn it, one. I was saving him. I was like, people are going to forget about him.
This is the only guy that's coming to mind. He might be earlier than 2010, but I'll go R.A. Dickey.
I am sorry to say he is not on the list. You are out.
One down, baby. One to go. Way to be the first one out, Peach.
It was, I had nobody left. So, you know, it was either him or nothing.
He was the next guy. So he won it in 2012, but because of the duplicates, he didn't make the list.
Oh, he's number 21?
That's brutal.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is a bad beat if I've ever heard one.
That's really tough.
So that wasn't a bad guess then. I mean, that was a bad luck.
No, he was right there, man. That was just unfortunate.
Right there.
I'm going to go with one of the most underrated pitchers of all time. Nobody ever remembers him. Nobody ever talks about him. But he won me a World Series. Jake MFing Arrieta. Thank you, Baltimore Orioles, for Jake Arrieta.
Good one. Yeah, that was fun.
That's right.
God, he was great for you guys those couple years.
He was so awesome.
Insane.
What was the pitch the Orioles wouldn't let him throw the cutter? Like, they were just like, oh, let's just not have you throw your best pitch. that's a strategy.
Didn't they trade him for Felix PA? You guys got Felix PA in that deal, didn't you?
Hey, Felix PA hit for the cycle. Put some respect on his name. We'll always have that moment. Rick Porcello.
He is on the list. It's a good one.
Ooh,
great.
Let's go with Let's go with the guy who battled Arrieta in that 2016 World Series, Corey Kluber. Is he on
there? He is on the list. Yep, one of the duplicates.
Mm.
So there are four pitchers remaining of the last 20 AL and NL Cy Young winners.
God. It's getting tough.
Dallas Keuchel?
Whew. Dallas Keuchel is on the list.
What a pool. What a
great pull! Great pull!
Oh my God. I have no one left at this point. I genuinely have no idea who this is.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I might have to tap.
Oh my God! Who the hell else could be on this damn list? Let's see.
But there's one recent, though. That's the one in between Alcantara and Burns. I feel like we're going to be kicking ourselves over that one.
Between Alcantara and Burns. So Alcantara won it in 2022.
Burns, I think I might know.
Yep.
Burns had to be 20 or 21. Who won it in the AL?
So this is
in
recent.
2021, 2020.
Well, I think I Bieber might
won
know.
It in 20. Oh. God.
Oh.
Won it with the Blue Jays. Oh. Ended up going somewhere. Robbie Ray.
Yep. You were spot on. Blue Jays 2021. Nailed it.
Great one. Robbie Ray. Wow. So Strider never won Cy Young then. I thought he did.
Nope.
Okay. No, I think I might be done.
I don't know. I feel like I don't have any more. I feel like I have to tap.
Can you give us the teams?
Or absolutely that not. That's insane. Man. I mean, it might not give it away, but that's crazy
a good
request.
That was a good ask, though.
I will tell you, they are both. Let me just confirm this, but I'm 90% sure. They are both.
Dude, I pulled Dallas Keuchel out of my butt. I should get a skip for that.
They're both American. Yeah, yeah. Both American.
They're both American League. The good news is, if you're wrong and then Brandon's wrong, you could just keep going.
That's true.
Because there'd be no winner. So
I have to finish it off.
Yeah, you would have to get one right to win.
Can I try? I got two.
Can I phone a friend? Can I phone a friend?
There are no phone friends. There are no 50-50s.
I think I have one more.
All right, you go.
But I don't know.
I'm out.
It might have been later than 2010, though. So I'll go David Price.
Oh, good guess.
2012.
That's good.
He is on the list.
That was nice, man. That was nice. That was a good pull. Price is good, man.
I thought about him.
Price is good.
Anybody want to guess the last guy?
Well, give us a team now that we're not playing the game no more.
Well, before we get a team, my guess. So I got two names. Is it either Johnny Cueto or James Shields? Is that one of them?
I was thinking, it's probably too old. Yeah, I was thinking Cueto, but.
Was it Porcello?
American League Cy Young winner. 2010.
Where you got Porcello already on?
Porcello's already on the list.
Yeah, he's on there. He's on there. Yeah, I thought I guessed.
We already said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long time ago.
God.
It's American League. Cliff Lee?
No.
That's probably too old.
American League. Is it Felix Hernandez?
Ooh.
It is.
Maybe. Yeah, good. Nice, man. Got the last two.
Helix.
Love it. Love it.
Good stuff.
That was a good one, Monty.
What a list. Dallas Keuchel.
That was a great
Tim. That was a pull. Robbie Ray.
Yeah, I pulled that. Robbie Ray was really good, too.
Robbie Ray was
If you
a
didn't have the
pull,
Dallas Keuchel one, he'd still be on the list right now. We'd still be trying to guess his name.
Yes. That's true.
That was. Pulled that out of my butt.
Yeah.
That was so
a good one.
Houston. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's good stuff. And then R.A. Dickey was right there.
R.A. Dickey, yes.
That one just always sticks with me. I don't know why, but I always remember that one. Oh, good stuff. Man. The Blue Jays have come back to take the lead on the Orioles, Tim.
Not good.
6-5. This was a 5-0 game in the seventh inning. It's now 6-5. Yennier Cano, and he is Cano when he pitches like this. He's not KS. He was a disaster out of the pen. Now we got Keegan Aiken in the game, so it'll probably be 7 or 8-5 Toronto here in a little bit for the Blue Jays. But this is just brutal, Tim. Brutal. This was a big series. They swept Tampa. A lot of momentum. Lost a tough one last night, and this one would just be just a big old kick in the groin.
I'm surprised Cano ended up in this game because a couple nights ago he hurt his hamstring and he underwent an MRI, and obviously, you know, he didn't end up getting placed on the IL, but I don't think anyone expected him to be back in action this soon. And it tells you maybe there is some lingering effects from that hamstring injury, because Cano, prior to his last outing, he looked like he was kind of back to that 2023 All-Star form. His ERA was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. But again, not great tonight. Blue Jays have the lead. Runner on third, two outs. The Braves are up 8-3 on Cincinnati. Twins up 5-4 on the Pirates. The Padres up 7-4 on the Nats. Rays up 8-2 on the Angels. Guardians with a 4-3 lead over the Red Sox. The Mets a 6-4 lead over the Marlins. Cardinals up 5-4 on the Cubs. Tigers with a 2-1 lead over the White Sox. The Rangers are up 4-0 on the Royals. And the Astros have a 4-1 lead on Milwaukee. We're going to talk some more Major League Baseball when we come back here on BetMGM tonight. Hit us up, 310-840-4910. Again, 310-840-4910 as we continue to roll on here. BetMGM tonight, PJ Glasser, Tim Barbalace, filling in for Brad Evans and Pat Boyle. We come back, going to talk about the MLB CBA negotiations. What does that mean for fans? We talked about earlier in the show about both sides, the owners, the players, the money that they're negotiating. But if we don't get any baseball, what does that mean for the fans in 2027? We'll discuss that next.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.